Well, as with most places, you know, the corrals and the chute are the starting and ending point of the whole time that the cattle are here. But we've also got a multi-paddock setup. And there are some times as we, it's not quite the center of the grazing cell, but it's partially that way. So that it occurred to us as we were coming back and going through that we really should go through, and because there's some other ways we could just open a gate and kind of skip going through the corrals, but we thought, you know what, this is going to be the spot where they come back to load out of, and we really want to emphasize that that's a calm and relaxed place so that they can just walk through. So as I was moving them across to another paddock, that's what I was doing, was just and as you can see going through the gate, I mean, they have to go through a narrow alley and not a huge gate, and you know, have me standing there. They're used to me. I've been around them lots, but so we just, and a couple of times we've done that too, where again we didn't just open a gate and go into the next paddock. We made a point of going through the corral. So again, it's not a big deal for them. Tomorrow's actually our loadout day when we bring them in, and they also come right up there for water. So another aspect that makes it a non-threatening, pretty relaxed situation.
And what kind of difference have you seen when it comes to gathering up them up in the fall since you've started doing this?
Well, you know, we've noticed this with one of the other people that we work with. And as you can see in the videos, and this isn't the whole piece of the low stress handling, but our animals follow really well. And so again, when we do that, they can just kind of wander along behind us and trust, you know, they get used to knowing that when we're out there, we're going to move them to new grass. Some people use a whistle or calling or whatever. This particular group of heifers is very tuned into the side-by-side. When they see that, they know something's going to happen. And just so they're getting used to people being around. And from some of the other videos you'll show, the other thing is they might, as they're coming through a funnel of a gate, speed up a little bit, but we really like to have it so that they might lope along a little bit, and then pretty soon they're just stopping and eating again and putting their heads down. Again, just really trying to minimize the stress. And of course, there is the cattle in there that have a smaller flight zone. So when they get in the corrals, they'll feel more pressure, but generally speaking, you know, keep the herd together and things are just calm and relaxed, and really trying to optimize weight gain and minimize the amount of shrink that we're dealing with.